How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It all started during the quarantine period. My husband Daniel works in an IT company. When the pandemic struck, both of us had to welcome the work from home life. I run a website of my own, so my world doesn't revolve around headlines as much as it does for Daniel. Every day he had to attend meetings online, and that's how he got introduced to Zoom calls. His working hours were so hectic that almost every night he had to stay up late. One night, I woke up abruptly and saw Daniel wasn't beside me. I went to his workroom and saw the door was half closed. A slight ray of blue light was coming from the room. I couldn't hear any sound, so I guess Daniel must have passed out on his table. I peeked in, but Daniel wasn't asleep. He was sitting in his chair, and a weird blue screen was opened on his laptop. Without blinking in his eyes, he was just staring at it. It felt like he went into a trance and time stopped in his head. He didn't even notice me standing behind him, just stared at the blue screen with undivided attention. I saw he was connected to a Zoom call, but except for a person, the camera showed an empty room with a blue light. Seeing my husband all invested in the screen, I said in a fumbled voice, "Daniel? Daniel." Daniel suddenly turned around, and my stomach dropped as I got a full view of his face. His eyeballs were completely white, and his pupils were rolled into his head. I screamed seeing him like this, and Daniel fell to the floor from his chair and started to have a tremor. His body was shaking violently, like he was being electrocuted. "Oh my God, Daniel, what's happening to you?" Tears rolled down my eyes as I watched my husband have some kind of stroke in the middle of the night. I began to call 911, but just when I was about to press the call button, the tremor stopped. Daniel's body became still. Thinking I just lost my husband, I went to feel his pulse when he suddenly grabbed my hand and woke up. I felt my heart would have exploded when he tightly grasped my hand, but what happened next shocked me even more. Daniel looked at me, and his eyes were back to normal, and confusion lurked on his face. He looked around as if trying to figure out where he was, and then said, "Oh God, I must have passed out on the floor. You probably came to call me to bed. I'm sorry, darling." Work pressure. Leaving me in shock, he casually got up and went to bed. Getting this reaction from Daniel, whom I just thought was dead a few seconds back, I was speechless. What just happened here? I asked myself, but I was too confused to explain anything. Somehow, I got my shit together and went back to our bedroom to check on Daniel. I wanted to ask him what the hell was all that, but then I heard a small beep and noticed the Zoom call got disconnected. So all this time, the person Zoom calling Daniel from that weird blue room was watching us? But why? Who was this person? Daniel was dead asleep for the rest of the night. The next morning when he woke up, I asked him about last night. Not only did he laugh at me, but also said that it was probably a nightmare that I had. After that night, Daniel was no longer the same person anymore. His behavior got creepier with every passing day. His eyes would revolve around the room frantically, like he was expecting someone soon. A weird grin often appeared on his face every time I asked him about his work. Since he always ignored me whenever I asked about this person he Zoom calls in the middle of the night, I didn't know what to do. I started to become scared of him. To be on the safe side, I started sleeping in the basement. But the horror didn't spare me there either. One night, waking up, my eyes went to the doorway, and he was there, standing still and watching me sleep. I was in the darkness, so I don't think he realized I was looking at him too. Drops of sweat appeared on my forehead once I noticed his hand. He was holding a huge kitchen knife. I was ready to sprint at any moment, but he never entered the room. He just stood there and watched me with the knife in his hand and a crooked smile on his face. Slowly, I realized my husband has lost his mental stability because whoever Zoom calls him every night from that blue room is now instructing my husband to kill me in my sleep. I finally decided to leave the house quietly the next night and go to my parents. He hadn't done any harm to me so far, hence I didn't call 911. I secretly packed a bag for myself. We sat for dinner when Daniel asked me, "Are you scared of me, Beth?" My face turned pale. I tried to hide my fear and smiled awkwardly, saying, "What? No? Why would you think that?" "Then I must have done something wrong, because you should be scared of me." I wanted to ask him what was wrong with him, but I remained quiet. I didn't want to trigger anything in his mind for him to try and kill me. Everything about him spooked me out. The way he chomped his chicken, the way he slurped the lemonade without breaking eye contact with me, ran chills down my spine. It was like someone inside of him was watching me through his eyes. He spoke again while spitting food in his plate. "You know you can't live without me, right?" "Yeah." "Then you better unpack your bags before I get crazy about you trying to leave me." He winked at me and blew me a kiss after saying this. He then picked up his plate all of a sudden and slammed it on the floor, screaming, "I can't believe you thought of leaving me. Why would you want to do that? Is there someone else in your life?" I couldn't believe the words that came out of Daniel. I finally gathered my courage and said, "Can't you see what's going on? Who the hell talks to you from that blue empty room? I've seen you Zoom call this lunatic every night. Can't you see what they're doing to you? You're being a complete psycho." His face suddenly became all serious, and he slowly went to his office room without saying a single word. I left the house right at that moment. I went to my parents and told them everything about Daniel's sudden strange behavior. They convinced me to call the cops and go back to the house with them, because one thing was for sure: my husband was going insane. We arrived at our house at 7 a.m. The cops rang the doorbell repeatedly, but Daniel didn't open the door. Out of panic and stress, I told them to break down the door, which they eventually did. As we entered Daniel's workroom, a vicious sight unfolded. Daniel was lying dead on the floor. His mouth was wide open in a silent scream. His eyes were bulging out of his eye sockets. The veins in his face were popping out as though he got infected by some poisonous insect. He'd never looked this horrible before. His laptop was still on, showing the page one sees after a Zoom call gets disconnected. The cops had no idea what happened to my husband. None of his colleagues could shine a light on this mysterious person who called Daniel night after night. The cops checked his call records and messages, but had no clue coming forward. I don't know how he used to get those links to join the Zoom call and why he died the way he did. All I know for sure is that I'm going to stay away from Zoom meetings for the rest of my life. That blue empty room and its owner came down like a curse on my innocent husband. So beware, stay away from any mysterious Zoom call links. I have never seen anything as horrific as what I witnessed on my last Zoom call. Good old Zoom. Untrustworthy, unprotected, glitchy as frack. My newest job utilized the site for work meetings off campus, but I refused to use it in my day-to-day life and was only familiar with the base uses of Zoom and all of its flaws. I was running late for a work meeting and jumped in using my phone. I saw immediately why I had been right to avoid using Zoom outside of work. I had a flood of random numbers from all over the world text me. Some of them didn't even look like real numbers. Some of the texts were bots. Hey stud, looking to get laid by a hot blonde in your local area? And some were seemingly human beings who had just had the wrong number. I responded to the confused humans. Hey, sorry, no Tracy here, you have the wrong number. I received no responses, and after reporting a flood of spam, they chalked it up as a weird coincidence, and I simply refused to log into Zoom from my phone again. A month ago, one of the confused humans reached out again. Strange, because I had already explained that they had reached the wrong individual. I had wanted to brush it off as an older person, someone who was bound to type in the number incorrectly a time or two. But the message they sent was simple, a clear A Zoom link. I stared at my phone and staggered, convinced the text came from a random Zoom bot, and I just happened to be the unlucky person to receive two spam texts from the same bot. I replied, "Stop," as you can sometimes do. The response was immediate, the same as before, a Zoom link. I blocked the number. After a hard day at work, the last thing I needed to do was argue with a bot. A new text came through from a slightly different number. The text contained the same Zoom link. I panicked a bit, worried if my phone was going to be flooded with this link repeatedly by hundreds of random numbers until I accepted it. Out of curiosity, I clicked it. Bloody hell. I hyped myself up as the screen loaded, prepared to go full Karen on whatever spam or explicit website was harassing me via Zoom. A pop-up informed me that I was connecting, and then I was launched into a Windows 98 screensaver. You know the type, where you're hurtling through space and time, and everything is flashy and spinny and strangely terrifying. I closed my eyes, the onslaught of color and motion. I was feeling a little sick. I was always easily overwhelmed by technology, sure, but the journey into the mysterious Zoom room had been too much. When I opened my eyes again, I audibly gasped. The flashing, spinning color was replaced by an expanse of a strange face wearing an antique Japanese porcelain mask. The man was staring into the camera, or rather at me. His gray eyes bulged from the other side of the mask. I looked at the participants list. 1.2 people were in the Zoom room? How could there possibly be over 1,000 people there? I went to ask just what the hell was going on when the masked man said, "Welcome, Jack." Drops of sweat appeared on my forehead. I was numb. "How do you know my name?" "I know my audience, Jack." But I've never met you before. What the hell is going on here? "Do you like games, Jack?" "What? Are you kidding me? What kind of stupid joke?" Oh, little Jack got scared. "I'm not gonna put up with this shit." I tried to quit the call, but it seemed like my phone was hacked. No matter how much I tried, I couldn't disconnect. Suddenly, the man screamed at me. "You are not leaving until I let you go. Now shut your mouth and don't try to act smart if you want to live." Saying this, he pulled a chair from the corner of the dark room he was in, and what I saw chilled my bones. A man in his late 30s was tied to that chair. His mouth was taped. Fear of death made him sob uncontrollably. But except for his muffled screams, I couldn't understand a word he was trying to say. The masked man pulled the tape away from the other man's mouth, and the man pleaded in a panting voice. Please let me go. I promise I won't go to the cops, please. I'll tell them everything. Everything, I swear. Really? And what will you tell them exactly? That it was me who assaulted Trish. I'm the reason why she killed herself. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. But that won't bring your daughter back. The masked man looked at me and said, yes, Jack. He took advantage of his teenage stepdaughter in all the possible ways. Just like your stepdad did to you when you were in middle school. My stomach dropped. My cursed past that no one knows was suddenly getting revealed by a stranger. How the hell did he know this? I didn't even tell my mom. All she knows is that I don't want them to be in my life anymore. What should I do with him, Jack? Should I let him go? I don't know. Yeah, easy for you to avoid it. At least you made it out alive. Shut up. Okay, just shut up. You know nothing about me. You have no idea what I went through in my life. I know everything, Jack. But I need your answer. What should we do with him? Should he get away like your stepdad? I could feel the veins in my brain popping out. Anger and helplessness came down from my eyes as tears. Something in the back of my head whispered into my ears. He shouldn't live. He has no right. Say something, Jack. You have been silent for a long time. Kill him. Kill him, okay? Just kill him. The masked man looked at the man tied to the chair, and he started to panic again. No, no! Please just let me go, please. I promise I will. But just before he could finish the sentence, the masked man took out a machete and chopped his head off. The headless corpse trembled like a dying chicken for a minute straight. Blood splattered everywhere, and the masked man laughed loudly. His laughter echoed. And my phone screen turned black. I collapsed on the floor, crying a river. I didn't know whether I should call 911 or not. All the emotions were running through my body at the same time. I think I cried myself to bed that night. The next morning, I destroyed my phone and changed my number. I never got any other suspicious Zoom links after that night. But 2 days after this incident, I did get a text from an unknown number. The text read, "You can count on me, Jack. I'll always watch your back."
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.